Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Nick Bibby is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Nick is the founder and the lead honcho at the Bibby Group, which is an organization that helps entrepreneurs find franchising opportunities. He's also the guy who created the Focus Program for emerging entrepreneurs. And he is an outstanding member of our Brain Trust and one of our top franchising experts. He's our good friend Nick. Welcome back to the show.
Happy day after.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. Did you eat too much?
I had just about right, and just I got about more right. to do. I got more work to do today on it.
got some turkey sandwiches. That's my favorite thing about Thanksgiving is the turkey sandwiches afterwards.
I got all that stuff to work on.
Oh today. Yeah, absolutely. I can taste one right now. Nick, what is can you help small business owners? Can you help the people out there we get a lot of email from people who want to start a business. How do I tell them whether they should seek a franchise or whether they should just start something on their own? What's the differentiator between those two endeavors?
Yeah. In a program that I wrote, which can be found at bibbygroup.com, you mentioned it just a second ago, the Focus Program for Emerging Entrepreneurs. Part of that program, I talk about the concept of entrepreneurial types. And we don't consider normally, or the person considering entrepreneurship for the first time, really thinks of an entrepreneur in as one frame of reference, someone who works for themselves. Well, when you break it down, you've got a variety of types of entrepreneurs, and two of those types, as I've discovered them over the years, would be independent and franchisee. Now, I've got at least three other types, but I measure...
What are those other types? Give us the other three types, just for fun.
You've got an entrepreneur, and of course, that's a person with an entrepreneurial bent who works within the framework of a larger organization.
I call those people entrepreneurial employees.
Okay, well,
I just wanted to make sure I knew what you're talking about. What about the other two?
Then we've got the business opportunity buyer, and that would be a person who buys an existing format that is not, you know what it is.
And then they're entrepreneurial in that they're taking a risk, but they're not creating something from scratch.
That's correct.
Okay, number five.
And then you've got the fifth one, which is off the scale, which I call practical visionary with a question mark. For the sake of this conversation, we may just call it a visionary. But the reason I say practical visionary with a question mark is that sometimes the vision of a visionary is not very practical at all.
Right.
And can lead to total disaster.
Well, I know people who are great with ideas, but they never can pull anything off.
Well, oftentimes I've found, Jim, that the reason they don't pull it off, as you say, or it is not financially successful, is that the goal was never to launch a successful business. The goal was to prove a point.
Right.
And that point may be practical, may not be practical, but it's in the mind of the creator, and they're driven to prove their point.
But those people, the people I was talking about, they weren't necessarily trying to prove a point. They just didn't understand how the market worked. They had great ideas. They could see a problem, and they could see a solution, but they didn't know how to work within the marketplace, which is what you have to do to make something manifest.
To be successful in business, as you well know, and you've had to operate this way yourself, you have to be all things to all people. You have to cover all bases. In launching a business, you can't just be the idea person. You can't be just the production person. You have to know all aspects of the business.
Right.
So if you focus just on your particular vision, and you leave out the accounting and the application through marketing, it ain't gonna work.
Okay, now let's go back. Now that you've, I really appreciate you giving us that little tour. I think a lot of people saw themselves in those five descriptions that you just gave us. Now let's go back to the first two and dwell on those a little bit.
Okay. The main difference between the independent and the franchisee is the ability slash inability to follow the system. First, we have the franchisee who would be content to follow the franchisor's system, the business system that they've developed and proved successful. And after all, that's why you're buying a franchise, because you want to lower your the risk of failure and increase your chances of success.
Right.
But if you want to tinker with the world, if you want to change things, if you're driven to be the developer and creator, as
if you don't like coloring inside the lines,
that it ain't going to work. And it's that simple. Mm. You just won't be content. And
it's the reason why I didn't become a franchisee.
Yeah. If you have to be creative, if you have to tinker, if you have to change, if you stay up at night wondering how to change a system, then franchising is not for you. On the other hand, for those people who could be content with the system, there's nothing better than a franchise. And I think, by the way, Jim, sometimes it's easy to give the natural franchisee some kind of a complex when you say, well, gee, you should follow the system, you shouldn't be creative. You're no slouch to be a franchisee, because
right.
it requires
right.
a ton of work to
oh,
be
yeah.
successful.
Well, and you're risking a lot. You're risking as much in your own way as in someone starting from scratch. Every bit as much. It's just that you've got a little bit more of a leg up. You're not having to start from scratch.
Well, you're not having to start from scratch, and just the fact that you are moving from, generally, it's moving from corporate America to business owner, that's a major leap. And the question I always ask people beyond the concept of following the system is, are you ready to prove a skill, or do you have a skill to prove in the marketplace? What have you done in corporate America that is saleable besides knowing how to attend a meeting?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how are you going to run a print shop if you didn't work as a printer?
Right.
How are you going to run a hamburger shop if you didn't build hamburgers?
It's amazing the number of people who email me every year and say they want to start a business. I got one the other day. She wanted to start a restaurant, but I got the feeling she didn't know anything about being in the restaurant business.
Yeah.
You just can't do that. We're going to talk about that some more with our good friend Nick Bibby right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
With the old man stranded again, so off I'd ran. Young world crashing around me.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Nick Bibby, the owner and the principal, the guy who turns the lights on and the lights off at the Bibby Group, and he's also the guy who created the Focus Program for Emerging Entrepreneurs. One of these days, Nick, I want to get you on, and let's talk about just that.
Yeah, good idea. I was thinking through the break about an I bet you this happens with your websites as well. This is the time of year that I always see a big, big peak in interest about entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
People can say, well, the close of another year of my life, and am I ever going to get out and work for myself? And so there are a lot of folks in your audience, I bet, who are wondering, am I going to put another year into
right.
corporate life?
Right.
And it's every time I take a plane ride, every time I'm in a different environment, it's the same thing. I came back from Boston a couple of weeks ago, and boom, sat next to a software guy, and what's on his mind? But how do my wife and I quit our jobs and open
right.
a business?
Right. It's exactly right. And the research shows, the research bears out what you're talking about. The research that's done on entrepreneurship around the country, around the world, it bears all that out. So these people are seeking answers, aren't they, Nick?
Yeah, they're seeking answers, and two of the biggest questions. And I know we were going to focus just on franchising this morning, but let's just take this one step further. The two burning questions that every prospective entrepreneur asks, at least from my 30 years of experience with this, is should I really work for myself? And if I should, what type of business should it be? So I set about developing a program, a self-assessment tool, if you will, that helps people decide on or answer those two questions. And it's right at emerging-entrepreneurs.com. Mm-hmm. And it's a program you can take up yourself, and it takes about 6 weeks. I mean, it's no 15-minute quiz.
Right.
It takes a long time, but it's meaningful work. And you will end the program answering those two questions, and you will end the program knowing far more about yourself when you finish than when you began.
What does it cost to take the program?
Under $200.
Wow, that's a deal. You know, let me tell you something, Nick. The problem with the people, with many of the people I hear from, is not the $200. In fact, if you gave it away, or if I paid for it for them, if I said, here's $200, these people who email me or call me or write me or as you say, catch me on the plane or whatever, if I said, tell you what, here's $200, go give it to Nick and take his course, they would say, well, how long is that going to take? I would say 6 weeks. Oh, no, I want to be in business next week.
You know, Jim, didn't you just nail it on the head? I'll tell you why. I call the night. Let's just back up with the numbers, and you've been through this drill before. But for the sake of other folks, let's do this. Approximately, if you took a Gallup poll survey or Gallup poll, one tells us that better than half of U.S. adults consider entrepreneurship. Now, we have 700,000 new businesses. I mean, 700,000 new businesses opening each year.
Right, moving towards a million.
Moving toward a million, and half of the U.S. adult population would prove out to be about 70 million. That's
right.
1%.
That's right.
Okay. In the world of franchising, by the way, you would expect to receive about 100 inquiries for every franchise sale.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say that the other 99% are the tire kickers, or what I call entrepreneurial hobbyists.
Right.
So there you go with all of the people who say they want to get into business, but but getting up in the morning and going to open the store is too much work.
Right, working on holidays, they're not willing to work 7 days a week. No, I tell people that. In fact, one of the things that'll tip you off about folks, and this is whether you want to be a franchisee or if you want to be a true entrepreneur and start everything from scratch. When I hear people say that they want to start a business because they want to be rich, I tell them they probably need to clock in tomorrow, or I want to be able to, you know, I want to be in control of my own time, or I want to be my own boss. Whenever they say those kinds of things, Nick, I tell them, you know what? You're not ready for any kind of an entrepreneurship. You're not ready for any kind of business ownership. If you don't understand the right reasons, if you don't have the right reasons for becoming a small business owner, you're not going to be successful, including franchises.
Yeah, people have the wrong conception of what it is to be in business. You better love what you do or not do it at all, because it's just an awful lot of work. And people don't want to hear that. Well, it's too bad. That's what you need to hear.
Yeah.
Because entrepreneurship is the opportunity, whether in this country or another free country, to express your individuality.
Yep.
And that's as simple as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is, in my opinion. It's the ability to express your creativity
right.
and your
that's
individuality.
Yeah.
And if
and follow your dream of something that you love and that you basically won't be turned away from. And if you're not there, folks, you need to clock in tomorrow. Hey, Nick, thanks for being here. Give us your website one more time.
Just go to my last name, Bibby, B-I-B-B-Y, group.com.
Thanks, Nick. See you next time. Appreciate you being here today. Nick Bibby, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Quick break, right back with Doug Stires, the resident CPA of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.